Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan has told lawmakers the U.S. is emerging from recession, although he warns that the pace of recovery will be moderate. In his semi-annual report to Congress this morning, the Fed chairman also said that the Enron collapse is not likely to have a significantly negative effect on the U.S. economy. Greenspan's testimony is being closely followed amid growing signs of an economic rebound. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Economists traditionally define a recession as back-to-back quarters of negative growth. However, by that yardstick, the current slowdown wasn't a recession at all. The government's broadest measure of the economy, the gross domestic product, fell during the third quarter of last year, but the economy actually grew during the final 3 months of the year, albeit only slightly. Lyle Gramley is an economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association and a former Fed Board of Governors member. He says unlike past recessions, consumer spending held up, and he credits quick action by the Fed.
Why has it turned out to be different? I would point out a couple of things. One is that the Federal Reserve got started very early in easing monetary policy and moved very aggressively to lower interest rates. That certainly was an enormous help to the housing market, not just in promoting more housing starts, but enabling a lot of people to refinance their mortgage.
Sales of single-family homes set a record last year, a trend that continued into the new year with existing home sales up 16% in January. David LeRae, chief economist with the National Association of Realtors, believes that helped keep the economic slide from being far worse.
Without housing remaining healthy, we would have been in a recession, and it would have been a lot more prolonged than we experienced. The recession was short and shallow because of housing. Housing kept it afloat for a very long period of time. Housing just couldn't keep it from September 11th.
The group that is the official arbiter of recessions in the U.S., the National Bureau of Economic Research, uses a number of measures to determine when an economy is in recession, looking at areas like industrial production, employment, real income, and wholesale retail trade. NBER dates the start of the current recession as last March, but some economists are wondering whether that model needs to be updated. LeRae says one thing that's clear is that only part of the economy appears to have suffered the usual recession-related declines.
The fundamentals for this economy on the consumer side remain good. It's the business side, it's almost a profit recession that we found ourselves in, combined with a collapse in the technology sector.
Consumers, for their part, flocked not only to buy homes, but also automobiles. GM, the world's largest car maker, was recently forced to revise upwards both its earnings estimates and production schedule, as car buying stayed strong even after the end of no interest rate financing. And while the business research group The Conference Board says consumer confidence dipped slightly this month, spokesman DeLoss Smith doesn't believe consumers are done spending yet.
To me, it's more of a pause, waiting to see what's going to happen, what kind of expansion we're going to have, and that's still very much an open question among us economists.
Fed Chairman Greenspan didn't settle that debate as he briefed lawmakers today, though analysts did get a more upbeat assessment from the chairman concerning where the economy may be headed. It isn't expected the NBER will officially declare an end to the current recession till economic activity surpasses its pre-recession peak, something that may be several months in the future. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.